You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Recent studies show that nearly one-third of us, more than 100 million Americans each year, suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, neck and muscle pain, headaches, and other types of recurrent pain. Our next guest knows firsthand the devastation of chronic pain and believes that health restoration is possible. Let's welcome pain management expert and author of new book, Live Well with Chronic Pain, Dr. Lisa Leal. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Lisa. Now,
Thank you so much for having us. Please share with
our Wellness for Life listeners how you experience excruciating pain yourself and how it actually shaped your view on health and wellness.
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to share my story. My third year of medical school, which is one of your hard years, I would say that every year of medical school is pretty difficult. Your third year, you're seeing patients, and I was waking up, and I just couldn't stand anymore. My joints were swollen. They were turning red. I went to the doctor, having already known pretty much as a medical student what it probably was. I received the formal diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, and within 6 months was in a wheelchair.
Wow. That's at a young age, number one, and such rapid destruction that you had to experience. So you actually went through medical school in a wheelchair?
I went through my third, fourth, and first and second years of residency. In and out of the wheelchair. Anytime that I could walk, I would walk. Anytime that I couldn't, I would just zip on down with a yellow canary scooter that went 15 miles an hour on during those hallways.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you know, with rheumatoid arthritis, that is an autoimmune condition. And most of the, when it's severe, you end up going through drug therapy. Is that what happened with you?
Yes. At the very beginning, the doctors put me on several medications. I ended up taking medications to counteract the side effects of the other medications. 13 medications later, I ended up in the hospital with liver and kidney insufficiency, which nearly ended my life.
That's from the drug use, you're saying?
From the rheumatoid arthritis and the repercussions of the medications, along with having using methotrexate, your immune system decreases, and I ended up contacting typhoid fever at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I understand that you're also you're certified American Academy of Pain Management, but also you work with abuse and addictions in drug therapy, drugs. So I know a lot of people go through the cycling of pain and want to get rid of them. And the use of these, just trying to manage these pains. Is that what you're seeing quite a bit now? Are trying to help people get off of these drugs?
I always share with people when they're trying to describe the practice is that we do an integrated approach. There's a lot of responsibility that I place on the patient, and we're here to partner with those patients, as my mentor did with myself, in helping us to learn to live, learn to and acknowledge everything that we can about the condition that we may suffer from, not be a victim, and learn to thrive from it. So earlier in the show, we were talking about nutrition. And nutrition, mindset, attitude are all things that, as a patient, we have control over.
I am right there with you. Thanks so much for saying that, because ultimately, in your book, Live Well with Chronic Pain, that is what you share. You talk about what we've got to do. We got to be proactive with our own body rather than relying just on these painkillers.
Absolutely. And the story, I actually read it as a vignette of four characters. And each character, I'm hoping that the reader will identify with one or many to learn from them, as well as identify with where they need to learn to grow. And by the end of the book, I'm trusting that the reader will be able to have the tools that they need to take an action plan to live well and live better.
Right. I read in your first chapter that your first chapter in Living Well with Chronic Pain is actually to choose to live well. This is a conscious choice that yet you ask the reader to open themselves up to, which I totally understand what that means. You know, because a lot of times people identify with this pain. Right? And they think that's who they are, and they just get stuck in that. Talk a little bit about the choice.
Well, the choice is all about understanding that you have a choice to get better and you have a choice to stay where you are. So sometimes you are your own roadblock. So defining what is it that you, the person, can make every day. So I always share with people, when you sit down for a meal and you want to have something that may not be the best choice, what could you do different? If you were going to have a sandwich, would a turkey and cheese roll-up with lettuce be better? Just making small choices, small steps bring great big rewards.
Yeah, that's great. What else do you think that we should make a choice on?
Choices of self-empowerment, your attitude. When you wake up in the morning, many people will say, gosh, Doc, you know, I'm just depressed. I'm anxious all day. I don't feel good. I don't even want to brush my kids' hair in the morning. And that dynamic of self-pity is very dangerous. What can we do to say, you know what, I'm going to have great expectations for today? You might go to bed and not feel so great. However, why don't you make the choice to say, when I wake up in the morning, it's a new day, a new way.
I like what you said. New day, new way. Now, I've had a neck injury from a really terrible accident, and I know that there are days where when my attitude is better, I feel better. When my outlook on what I'm going to be doing that day, how I'm going to eat the right foods, and I set goals, you know what I mean? So goal setting is excellent for that too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and that's part of the third foundation, and the second foundation is learning. So we make a choice, so we learn about it. The third foundation is making a plan, and that action plan is our fourth foundation. So it is a four foundation course to living well.
Can you go ahead and give the four foundations, just the titles of each foundation?
Absolutely. So as I share with a patient, the first foundation is to choose to live well. Make a choice. By not making a choice, you are making a choice. So if you decide not to move forward, not make the doctor's appointment, or not get up and have breakfast, you're making a choice. The second foundation is, what can we do to learn to live well? That may be the internet, it may be books, it may be friends, families, and also visiting with your doctor to learn more about your condition. The third foundation is plan to live well. What are you going to do? You just mentioned just a moment ago about making goals. One of my first goals that I developed in that was, I'm going to lose weight. I went from 112 to 202 pounds. Now I'm stable at 135, and of course, you know, every woman wants to lose that last 5 pounds. It was a very different place, because when you're in depression and you're not making choices, you end up making choices that are detrimental to your health. Not being able to walk, gaining weight, put more pressure on those joints. So it wasn't a very good decision. So I had somebody who was my mentor, Dr. Duncan Folds, who readers will see a little bit in the foreword about what I went through his eyes, and that is being faced with, what can you do to make a difference right in the here and now in the present?
That's great. And then the fourth, of course, as you're saying, action plan. Action plan such as a lifestyle and diet, correct?
Part of it is lifestyle and diet. It might be going to a conference to learn something about new techniques. We have acupuncture, biofeedback, yoga, Tai Chi. There's other things that we can do, and patients will say,
hello?
Hey, hello?
Yes, go on. We've got about 30 seconds.
Patients will sometimes say that, I can't do that. And it's not about what you can't do. Concentrate on what you can do in the moment.
I love all those foundations. Thank you so much. So, you know, we can go to livewellwithchronicpain.com. Is that true, right, Dr. Lisa?
That is right. Well? Livewellwithchronicpain.com.
All right. Thanks so much for being on our show. I've put a link on the Wellness for Life radio show page as well on RadioMD.com. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.